Don't be afraid. Lock the doors. Turn out the lights. And climb into bed. It's time for Hillbilly Dead Time Stories.
Taiwan is a very superstitious country. These superstitions stem from legends, folklore, traditions, and customs that have been practiced throughout the generations. Some of these may seem strange to other cultures. For example, if students trim their nails during examination period, they will end up with failing grades for their subjects. But some are more paranormal related. Before entering paid lodging, be sure to knock and say sorry for the intrusion, but please let me stay for a few days. Then, politely, step to the side so that the potential occupants that are living in that room will have a chance to exit. It is believed that if people do not announce their intended visit, the potential spirits living in that room would feel like their space has been invaded, and thus might bring bad luck to the people staying in that room. Attendees of the Taiwanese opera should not sit in the front row, because the first row is reserved for spirits. It should not be surprising that there are numerous Taiwanese stories of haunted houses. In this episode, you will learn about one of the most well-known haunted houses, the Mingzhong Ghost House. The old Liu family mansion, commonly known as the Mingzhong Ghost House, is one of the most famous haunted locations in all of Taiwan. It is situated in the countryside near Chai, a provisional city in the southwest of the country. As for the mansion itself, it was built in 1929 in its classic Baroque style. Much of the red brick structure has been taken over by nature, and twisted vines have engulfed much of its exterior. The position of the mansion is also of interest. To the south, it is surrounded by flat agricultural land. But if you step back to admire the structure from a distance, you won't see anything except a small section of the boundary wall. The property is completely enclosed by a patch of dense forest, and it's not until you get really close that you begin to recognize anything that resembles a house. Although the land is on private property, the current owners don't seem to mind people visiting. Indeed, there is an entrance of some sorts guarded by a tacky robot made of tin. Plus, there's even a ghost-themed cafe next door, should you be in need of some spooky refreshments. Built with three stories, it would have once been a wonderful place to live, but at some point in the 1950s, the Liu family up and left the property for good. There are various theories as to why they shunned their once lovely home, and most of them are associated with ghosts. The most popular tale involves a maid and her affair with the master of the house, Liu Rongyu. He was an affluent merchant and a landowner. Shamed by the discovery of the affair, the maid is said to have committed suicide by throwing herself down the well. Her spirit came back to haunt the Liu family on a nightly basis. Eventually, they couldn't take it anymore and deserted their ancestral home, leaving it to the mercy of the wandering souls, nature, and the occasional curious visitor. Some say that the wife discovered the affair and made the servant's life such misery that eventually she'd had enough, and that's why she flung herself down the well. Another popular narrative involves the Imperial Japanese Army. The story goes that some Japanese soldiers were staying at the mansion during the Second World War. One misty, moonlit night, A solitary soldier on guard saw a moving figure near the perimeter of the grounds and opened fire. Naturally, this woke the rest of the troops, and they also started shooting into the night. By the time morning arrived, all of the soldiers were dead, having inexplicably massacred each other. There is also an account about some Taiwanese soldiers who all got sick and died after spending time in the house. In reality, though, it's most probable that the Liu family simply relocated for reasons known only to themselves, for either business, schooling, or other reasons. But it is odd, given their reported wealth, that they allowed this once glorious home to fall into such a state of disrepair. And a final word of caution, if you do visit the old Liu family mansion in Mingzhong, don't get too close to the well in which the maid met her demise, because according to myth, you will end up being plagued with bad luck and misfortune, or worse, for the rest of your born days.
Daddy has to take on a vampire game.